Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host, Jason. I have a pretty cool episode planned. This guy, he's kind of badass. I'm just saying, he's a cool guy. Let me get my disclaimers out of the way, and we will get into it. So, the information is pulled from different sources across the internet, may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can also catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. Please comment, like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. Hit that notification bell so you know whenever I post new videos. I do post superhero memes daily, so please go ahead, subscribe, and we'll have fun with it. All right, superhero fun fact. During the early 90s, the King of Pop, Michael Jackson himself, he attempted to buy Marvel Comics. Do you want to know why? Not because he thought it was a sound investment, because he wanted to star as Spider-Man in his version of the movie. Would Spider-Man have made, or would Michael Jackson have made a good Spider-Man? I don't see it. I don't see it, but kudos for him. He tried. He tried. That's more than any of us can say, right? Alright, so this week I am talking about the Marvel superhero, cosmic crime fighter, Nova. His real name is Richard Rider. Now, there are a couple Novas, because there's actually like a Nova Corps, right? Kind of like Green Lantern. I am just talking about Richard Rider this time. I'm not going into the other one. I believe his name is Sam Alexander. He's newer. He's the new one. You may notice him on more of the cartoons, like the Spider-Man cartoons, but I'm not covering him. I'm covering the classic. I'm covering Richard Rider. So, his origin. When the last surviving member of the planet Xander's elite Nova Corps, Roman Day, is dying, he selects New York high school student Richard Rider to replace him. Because, why not, right? Why not give it to a high schooler as opposed to someone with like a career or training or something? Calling himself, Ryder is given the uniform and powers of a Nova Centurion, but little instruction on how to use them. Calling himself Nova, Ryder becomes a superhero, fighting costumed supervillains such as the Condor, Powerhouse, Diamond Head, the Corruptor, and the Sphinx, and teaming up with heroes such as Spider-Man and Thor. He initially hides his identity, but later reveals it to his family. He's also known, instead of Nova, he's also known as Buckethead, because his helmet looks like a bucket. But Rider discovers Day's spaceship orbiting Earth, and uses it to journey to Xander with Dr. Sun, Powerhouse Comet, the Crime Buster, and the Sphinx, where they join the Xandarians' war against the Skrulls. Man, everyone is against the Skrulls. No one likes these guys. Maybe it's the Chins. I don't know. But with the help of Rom the Space Knight, the Skrulls are defeated. Wanting to return to Earth, Rider is released from his duties on Xander and relinquishes his powers. Upon his return to Earth, Rider struggles to readjust to his failure to complete high school. Unknown to him, the planet Xander is utterly destroyed in an attack by the space pirate Nebula. Is this the same Nebula that's Thanos' daughter? Yes. Short answer, yes. With the help of Night Thrasher, Rider regains his powers and joins the New Warrior superhero team, where he becomes close friends with Speedball. Richard briefly dates Yale student Laura Dunham and teammate Namorita. Now, we did a deep dive on Night Thrasher, Speedball, and Namorita. You should check them out. But you want to know how Night Thrasher helped restart or regain, help Richard Rider regain his powers? He threw him off a roof. They went to the top of a building and he pushed him off. figured that jolt would restart his powers, and sure enough it did. I mean, he had a 50-50 shot. It was either that or the sidewalk, right? Alright, Ryder later encounters Garth and Saul, a former Nova Corp centurion who had been driven insane by absorbing too much of the Nova Force, the source of power for the Nova Centurions. Saul seeks more power so he can restore Xander to his former glory. He strips Ryder of his powers and transports him to Xander, and then Saul is later defeated. Ryder witnesses the reformation of the Nova Corps and receives the rank of Centurion Prime. Assigned to Earth, Ryder is confronted with the challenge of balancing dual lives as a member of both the Nova Corps and the New Warriors. Ryder encounters a Nova Corps member from an alternate timeline named Nova Zero, like 0.0, who prepares him to stop the Death Storm, which is coming to destroy Earth. Because Ryder defies Xander's Queen Adora to stop the Death Storm, he is temporarily stripped of his powers and rank, but is given back his powers when his replacement sacrifices himself. This dude has been like, he's had his powers taken away too many times to be cool. Like that's just, at this point, it's kind of like giving a drunk driver his license again, over and over again. It's like, come on, man. Am I saying he doesn't need his powers? No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, like, this dude has... He's lost it a few times. Like, that's kind of a big deal. Alright. Nova briefly travels to the U.S. with the reformed New Warriors as part of a reality TV show. Ryder leaves the group when he is summoned to Xander alongside the entire Nova Corps, which has been fully mobilized to respond to the Annihilation Wave, a force from the Negative Zone led by Annihilus. The wave decimates Xander again, and the corps are in a surprise attack. As the only surviving Centurion, Ryder makes contact with the Xandarian World Mind, a living supercomputer that regulates the Nova Force and is a caretaker of the entire database of Xandarian civilization. The World Mind uploads itself and the entire Nova Force into Ryder, greatly enhancing his abilities. Now, didn't something like this happen? Like, that one dude went crazy because he absorbed too much Nova Force, and now Richard Ryder has all of it. Like, the entire Nova Force. What's up with that? That's not making a lot of sense, but maybe Richard Ryder, he can mentally handle it. Let's go with that. Now, during the Annihilation War, Ryder takes command of the United Front, a loose collaboration of soldiers in a nearly year-long campaign. Ryder resists the waves advance across the galaxy until the United Front suffers a swift defeat. He leads a small team into the waves' conquered territory and eventually engages Annihilus in personal combat, killing him. Wow. Okay. Cool. After the Annihilation War, Ryder returns to Earth to rest. However, finding out that his pleas for help in the Annihilation War were ignored by Earth's superheroes because of a civil war, and meeting Penance, his old friend Speedball, who was mentally scarred by the events leading up to the war, Ryder returns to space, feeling out of place on Earth and disturbed by what Penance had become. We also did a deep dive on Penance, the alter ego of Speedball, like when he went crazy. It's a pretty good one. I suggest you check it out. But yeah, so what do you guys think so far? This is pretty wild, right? Like, he has had a lot of ups and downs. Let's keep going. Attempting to aid the Kree in an assault from the Thalnix, Ryder is wounded and crash lands on a sparsely populated Kree outpost. While Ryder's unconscious body recovers, Worldmind deputizes a local Kree commander, Kor-El, to guard him. Ryder is infected by the transmode virus and joins the Thalnix. Now tasked with killing Ryder before the Worldmind falls into empty hands, Kor-El attacks him, only to be killed by Gamora in retaliation. Upon her death, her fraction of the Nova Force returns to Ryder and enables him to overcome the transmode virus. He flees Kree space, pursued by Gamora and a Phalanx controlled Drax. Seeking a cure for the transmode virus, Ryder eventually arrives on Kvitch, home planet of the Technarchy. Ryder enlists the help of the mutant Warlock and his son Tyro, who cure Ryder, Drax, and Gamora of the transmode virus. The five then return to Hala to engage the Phalanx. When ambushed by Skrulls during the Secret Invasion storyline, Ryder is aided by Clerk the Super Skrull. He learns about the Secret Invasion and heads for Earth. Ryder learns that Project Pegasus, the base where his brother now works, is under Skrull attack. Working with Darkhawk, who we also did a deep dive on, Ryder successfully stops the Skrull's advance. The scientists of the facility extract the world mind from his brain and use the supercomputer to jumpstart a project known as the Quantum Flask, which restores Quasar to life, who we also did a deep dive on. A Skrull warship is about to protect Project Pegasus, but is destroyed by a band of alien Nova Centurions who then declare their allegiance to Ryder. I almost said they're allergic. But their allegiance to Ryder. Ryder learns that the World Mind has been recruiting members for the Corps without telling him. Here's the thing I don't get with that. Ryder has all of the Nova Force. He has the entire Nova Force. So how is the World Mind recruiting other Nova Centurions when Ryder is supposed to have it all? Is the World Mind like siphoning some power away? I don't know. It's weird. But when he learns that Ego the Living Planet is among the new recruits of the Nova Corps, he becomes enraged and tries to battle World Mind. As a result, Ryder is stripped of his rank and ejected from the Nova Corps. Again. Because his body has become dependent on the Nova Force, Ryder will die if he is without it for too long. As a temporary measure, he borrows the quantum bands from Wendell Vaughn and becomes Quasar. Using his new abilities, Ryder rescues the corpse from the War of Kings. Ego is removed as a Centurion and Ryder begins his Nova Prime status, but not before most of the new recruits are slaughtered by the Shi'ar Imperial Guard. Nova agrees to train the remaining new Centurions, including his younger brother Robert. Nova is later recruited for the Secret Avengers by Steve Rogers and sent to Mars to investigate Roxxon's operation on that planet. While there, Ryder discovers a second Serpent Crown secreted there, only to fall under its influence until rescued by Rogers and his team of Avengers. Shortly after this mission, Nova is called away to deal with the events of the Thanos Imperative, and Steve Rogers confirms that he has left the team. What is up with this? Like, this guy is having like the worst run. A lost Nova Corps ship appears from a tear in space-time known as the Fault. On board is Zan Philo, a long-missing Nova Centurion who was assigned to train the new recruits. Later, Ryder and Darkhawk find themselves inside the Fault, where they are called to do battle for the Sphinx against his younger self. Because of the unstable time stream inside the Fault, Nova is able to return with Namorita, his old girlfriend who had died a few years earlier. Ryder returns to Project Pegasus, where he confronts an alternate Quasar who originates from the Cancerverse, a universe within the Fault. Because everyone's got their own universe. If you haven't known, everyone's got their own universe in Marvel. It's like, oh, you have a costume? Guess what? Now you have a universe. Alright, catching up to the alternate Quasar, Ryder returns to the Fault to see the Universal Church of Truth rip it wide open. Assisted by others, he confronts Lord Marvel, the evil alternate version of Captain Marvel, but cannot stop him. Entering the Fault to assist the Guardians of the Galaxy, Ryder and the Guardians watch Thanos destroy Marvel. Now facing an enraged Thanos, Ryder pulls the Nova Force from the rest of the corps for extra strength. He and Star-Lord are able to hold back Thanos for a few minutes it takes for the Fault to actually close, trapping all three of them in the Cancerverse. The two heroes continue to fight Thanos for a cosmic cube, which has the power to send them home. Ryder charges the cube with the Nova Force to create a doorway for Star-Lord, intending to remain behind to keep Thanos from escaping too. Star-Lord escapes, but Ryder is unable to prevent Thanos from escaping as well. Because Ryder just, man, he just keeps dropping the ball. I really like Nova, but man, he just keeps dropping it, right? Because no one is immediately aware Star-Lord survived, Nova and Star-Lord receive a statue in their honor on Hala. Hala! Sorry. The latest Nova, Sam Alexander, locates the Xandarian world mind. Ryder's consciousness awakens within the world mind during the encounter. It's later revealed that Ryder and the world mind survived the closure of the fault and remain trapped in the Cancerverse. Using the Nova Force, Ryder manages to escape the Cancerverse, returns to Earth to visit his mom, and learns that his father has died. He encounters Alexander and they begin working together. However, in his escape, Ryder has become a portal to the Cancerverse, which repeatedly attempts to invade Earth through him. Because why not? Ryder returns to the Cancerverse in hopes of closing the portal and thus saving his own universe. So if Ryder is actually a portal to the Cancerverse, does it come out like his mouth, his nose? Like, where does it come out? Where is this portal originating from? Is it his butt? Like, does he need to eat a bunch of cheese, just be constipated, clog that sucker up? I don't know. Sorry. Alright, I'm sorry for that. That was crass. Alright, despite his resistance, he is co-opted by the Cancerverse, but is freed by Alexander, who has followed him. The two escape the Cancerverse once more, using the cosmic cube carried by Thanos' Cancerverse. By Thanos' Cancerverse doppelganger, I'm sorry. Ryder and Alexander resume their lives and relationships on Earth while continuing as Nova Corpsmen. In the aftermath of Empire, Nova represents the Nova Corps during the Galactic Council meeting held by Clert the Super Skrull. When Emperor Strote of the Znerks was found dead in the restroom and Novar becomes a suspect after attacking the Skrull subaltern Valkor, Nova calls the Guardians of the Galaxy to investigate Emperor Strote's murder. During the Judgment Day storyline, Nova appears at the Port Prometheus to protect the evacuees from the attackers at the time when Uranos the Undying was attacking. Uranos? I don't know. U-R-A-N-O-S. It's like Uranus. Mine? No. Yours. Uranus. I'm sorry. My mind is elsewhere today. I'm going to get in trouble on this one. But what do you guys think, right? Like, is it just me, or does it seem like the more Nova does, the more he ends up messing up? He's an awesome hero. Like, don't get me wrong. He is awesome. His power set is really cool, but man, he just constantly messes up. And it's not like a Spider-Man mess up. Like, this dude just constantly drops the ball, it seems like. I don't know. You let me know what you think. You can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. That's the best way to reach me. Comment, like, subscribe, share, hit the notification bell. If you have questions, comments, fun facts about the character, things I may have missed, your opinions on what you would do with the character, or requests for future episodes, that is the best place to let me know, especially if you have a discussion, because I love opening it up to where other people can put in their input as well. The only thing I ask is you keep it respectful. There's no hate in my group, so we're going to try to keep it that way. But you can also email me at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive, and you can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive. All my DMs are open. Please feel free to reach out to me anytime. I get emails frequently. Apparently people like reaching out on email. I guess maybe they don't want to have the conversation on YouTube, but If you do, it's great, and it really helps out my channel. I just recently got monetized, so that kind of stuff, it goes a long, long way. All right, but let's get into his powers. All right, Nova derives his powers from an energy source called the Nova Force, which all Nova Corps Centurions wield. The energy was transferred to Ryder by the Nova Centurion Roman Day. The Nova Force affords Ryder superhuman powers including flight, superhuman strength, speed, and durability, as well as the power to absorb energy directed against him and release it as gravimetric pulses and beams, either from specific parts of his body or from the entire body. Nova is good at hand-to-hand combat and has been coached by Kord. Nova wears a standard Xandarian Star Corps uniform designed to accommodate his powers without being damaged by them. This uniform is highly resistant to damage, including outer space conditions, and is airtight. In addition, the uniform has a built-in life support function that can sustain Ryder under the most extreme environmental conditions, including acting as a life support suit by locking off the mouth and eyes of the helmet. The helmet contains a radio, telescopic sights, night vision sensors, and heat imaging sensors, as well as a visual heads-up display for tracking energy signatures. Nova's helmet, it has a rigid construction and shape when worn, but becomes as malleable as cloth when it is not, allowing Ryder to hide it in his civilian clothes when desired. Nova's uniform is not only extremely malleable, but contains specific functions to aid Ryder in his role as a Nova Corps Centurion. Among these features are an electromagnetic discharge that can nullify gravity, and an interface to stargates that allows him to enter hyperspace where he can move at velocities exceeding the speed of light. Ryder can also alter the appearance and nature of his uniform to suit his needs. However, as Ryder learns the hard way, the Nova Corps keep a strict dress code. When he makes major cosmetic changes to his uniform after rejoining the New Warriors, Nova is he's ordered to conform to standard, is basically what it is. He's told, put it back. I have a picture of him in like the suit he designed for himself, and it's not great. I would have told him, like, no, return it back to normal, because it was not good. Alright, during Annihilation, Ryder's uniform is altered and enhanced to the House of Xandorian, or to house the Xandorian World Mind, as well as the entire Nova Force, which was previously used by all members of the Nova Corps. With the World Mind and the Nova Force, Ryder possesses tremendously augmented strength and durability, as well as nearly limitless quantities of energy. The World Mind consists of the entire culture and history of Xandar, as well as individual minds of thousands of years of dead Xandarians. The consensus voice of the World Mind can speak directly to Ryder, helping him control the Nova Force, fight enemies, sense energy, interface with electronics, and protect it against psionic abilities. The World Mind can also assume direct control of Ryder's body when he is asleep. So, how do you think, like, someone like Jean Grey, who can read people's thoughts, or Xavier that can do that, how do you think they would do against Nova, when he's got the World Mind, when it's thousands of voices potentially in his head? That's crazy, isn't it? Like, I can't imagine that noise. Alright, the fun facts. In 2011, IGN ranked Nova 98th in their top 100 comic book characters of all time list. In 2012, IGN ranked Nova 19th in their top 50 Avengers list. In 2017, Den of Geek ranked Nova 2nd in their Guardians of the Galaxy 3 50 Marvel Characters We Want to See list. In 2018, CBR, so that's comicbookresources.com, ranked Nova 1st in their 16 Strongest Nova Corps member list, 5th in their Marvel Strongest Cosmic Heroes list, and 15th in their 25 Most Powerful Avengers Ever list. In 2018, CBR.com also ranked Nova 6 in their 25 fastest characters in the Marvel Universe list. That's such a random... Look, okay. Let's see here. In 2022, CBR, so comicbookresources.com, CBR.com, ranked Nova 2nd in their 10 best cosmic heroes in Marvel Comics list, and 11th in their 30 strongest Marvel superheroes list. In March of 2022, Marvel Studios was revealed to be developing a project featuring Richard Rider as Nova, with Sabir Prasada writing. It will be a special presentation released on Disney Plus, kind of like Werewolf at Night. Let's see here. Richard Rider appears as a playable character in Marvel Superhero Squad: The Infinity Gauntlet. He also appears as a playable character in Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. His Quasar and Kid Nova costumes, as well as that of Sam Alexander from the Ultimate Spider-Man TV series, are also available as alternate attires. Richard Rider also is a playable character in Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, and he is a non-playable character in Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order. He also appears as a playable character in Marvel Future Fight, because I think everyone appears in Marvel Future Fight. But let me give you my final thoughts on the character. He's got a lot of appearances. So growing up, in my teen years in the 90s, the New Warriors were hands down my all-time favorite title at that point. Because of that, Nova was actually a big character for me in my youth. I always related Nova to Raphael from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, like, he was tough, he was ready to fight. He didn't always care about the plans just because he felt like he could always punch his way through it. He was basically brute force for the sake of being brute force. It definitely seems that as he's grown, he's developed, which is awesome to see. I like the responsibility he shows and the weight he feels like he has on his shoulders, because it's a really good fit for him. But with that said, I have some ideas with him within the MCU. Now, I know they're talking about doing a project with Disney Plus, but I want something a bit more. I don't want to just focus on Richard Rider. He can definitely be in it, but I want a series on the Nova Corps as a whole in general. Maybe individual stories focusing on different areas of the cosmos, different planets, different Nova members. We could have Sam Alexander there. We could have some of the other ones that may be like really obscure characters that have only been in like an episode or an issue or two. But like different things on different planets. So they don't have to necessarily be related. They can be individual stories within the Nova Corps. But this could introduce other space characters, crossover against like the Guardians of the Galaxy, and even keep tabs on things like the Kree-Skrull War. You know, like, there's a lot going on with that. So maybe some of the Nova Corps finds different Skrull imposters on whatever planets they're on, and it helps kind of expand the story from there. But one of the things I've noticed in the MCU, as well as comics in general, so I'm not just picking on them, is that Earth stories and space stories don't really intersect, which like I said, is common and it's understandable. But the focus is more on the Earth stories, like, without doubt. We can see this large tapestry of thing where things intersect, coincide, they parallel, they influence other parts relatively easily. But we don't see that kind of stuff in space as much. And this could be the kind of thing that really binds all the space stories together, as well as starting to introduce other characters, follow up on existing characters, and who knows, you may end up having a fan favorite in the series that will stand out and deliver in the future. I think this could potentially be the start of something great in the MCU, and really give it a chance to have the same flair that it used to back in like phase 1 and phase 2. But what do you think though? And what do you think's gonna happen with the Disney Plus project? Let me know in the comments, because I don't know. I've heard things, But I haven't heard anything concrete as far as like what the storyline's gonna be, what they're doing, who's gonna be in it. Like, I just don't know. But there's so much that the Nova Corps can do. They just need the right spotlight to do it. And I think, like I said, if we do individual stories, we can keep it going for a long time, because where one part may get stagnant, something else could be going on in a different sector of the universe. So there's no reason it can't progress. But let me know what you guys think in the comments. Like I said, YouTube is the best way to reach me with it. It's Superhero Deep Dive. Please comment. Hit that like button. Hit that notification bell. It's a little thing for you guys. It's a big thing for me. It means so much. I really appreciate you guys' support. You can also catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. I'm also on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive. And you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. DMs, emails always open. Please feel free. Reach out to me. It's great. But I think that's going to do it for me this week. I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone's happy. I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. See you guys later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.